Well, welcome back. We're here in Glenwood getting ready for the boys' varsity game. We just watched the girls lose to the Fruit of Monument team, and it was a hard-fought game. Ron was over getting the roster for the Fruit of boys. They didn't have numbers. They're one of those teams that doesn't report their stats and that sort of thing to Max Prep, so we had to, at the last second, try to copy it down from the team book there.
Something else to note for this game is that it's the second matchup between these two teams. They played each other back on December 4th, and Fruta won that game 64-53.
Oh, you guys don't need me.
Yeah, no kidding. Caleb came with some research done as well. Were you at that game? Did you get to watch that one?
Well, speaking of Max Preps, I just looked it up.
Oh.
Because I thought they had played each other before.
Oh. Yeah. Well, Max Preps, I appreciate that being available, but they're not always the most accurate.
Definitely not.
Well, that was a mess. Going down to get the match the names with the numbers for the Fruit of Monument team.
Yeah.
It's all over the place. Nothing's in
any kind of order.
Visual order for me, so
we'll try our best.
I'm going to be hunting for numbers. Okay, so Fruit of Monument. Where are we? They are 3-5 on the season. Glenwood 3-7. Demons under Fred Heisel. Gotten off to a rough start, but picked up a couple of wins. Against Fruit of Monument, Glenwood is 2-8, excuse me. Fruit of Monument's won. Glenwood's won. They won in 2018 and 2006, so they don't play that often. When they do, it's pretty much the Wildcats owning this series. Remember the last time I saw Fruit of Monument play Glenwood, Corey Hitchcock was the coach for Glenwood and went down to Fruit of Monument and then just got waxed. Now Corey, of course, at Palisade. After a brief stop in New Mexico, Hobbs, New Mexico, coaching small college basketball. Want to get back in the high school game, and it's back on the West Slope. And it'll be weird seeing Corey wearing the burgundy or the wine-colored uniforms of Palisade, but that's coming up down the road. Right now it's the blue and silver of the Fruit of Monument Wildcats. Starters for the Glenwood Demons. Got Reed Swanson, Bryson McLean, Reese McMillan, Gus Heisel, and Edwin Olave. Starting for the Fruit of Monument Wildcats, Skylar Johnson, Peyton Mack, a senior, Joel Lively, Carson Hollingshead, let's see, who's the other starter? Daniel Thomason, who's in the opening tip. Lady Demons lost to Fruit of Monument 46-33 to go to 5-5. Summit Tigers coming to town for the league opener next Tuesday. Here we go. Bryson McLean and Thomason in the opening tip. One by Fruit of Monument. Oh, no, one by Glenwood, but swatted into the Fruit of Monument bench. Skylar Johnson inbounding to Joel Lively. Back to Johnson. Smothered there by Swanson. Glenwood playing a 2-3 zone. Johnson to Lively. Three-pointer, top of the key. Skylar Johnson got the bounce. Three nothing, Fruit of Monument. Edwin Olave, top of the key. Hands it off to McMillan. Reese dribbles around right side, hands it off to McLean. McLean's spin move in the key with a nice layup with the left hand. Went
really
right
nice
to left
move.
In the middle of the lane. Bryson McLean with a nifty move. 3-2, Wildcats. Oh, there's a bump by Swanson. No, there's a baseline jump shot knocked down by Peyton Meck, 5-2 through the Monument. 6:35 to go here in the first quarter. McMillan hands it off to Gus Heisel. Gus to McLean. McLean to Swanson. Swanson left wing. Swanee with the three-pointer. Banks it in. The bank is open for Reed Swanson.
And a quick start. 5 points in two possessions for both teams to start the game.
The three-pointer from the corner. Peyton Meck off the rim. No good. Up high for the rebound is Gus Heisel. Heisel and McLean battling for it. 5-5 score. Swanee top of the key. Head fake. Drives. Kicks it back out to Gus Heisel. Fakes the three. Floater the right hand. Missed it badly. Rebound controlled by McMillan. Gets the loose ball. McMillan hands it off to Swanee. 10-foot jumper. Bank shot. The bank is open for Reed.
Old school. 7-5. Off the glass.
Yep. 7-5. Glenwood. 5:45 to go. First quarter. Holling said to Mack. A near steal by Olave. Ball tapped by Skylar Johnson, trying to tap it into Joel Lively and knocked it out of bounds. 7-5 Glenwood. Olave into Swanson. Turns around, hands it back to Edwin. Olave, top of the key. Hands it off right wing to McLean. McLean looking left, dribbles around top of the key. Underhands it to McMillan, fakes the three. Dribbles a couple times to the right hand. Still dribbling, top of the key. Lobs it to Olave. Olave looking for an opening. Nothing there. Goes to Swanee, left wing. Swanson pass to Gus Heisel. Heisel going to Swanson. He gets bumped. He's in the near corner. Pass down to Olave. Backhands it to Swanson. Swanson backhands it to Gus Heisel. Banks it in. Nice ball move.
That was a nice
great
pass
passing.
By Swanson. He looked like he was coming out to the top of the key and then just dishes it off to his right.
9-5 Glenwood. I forgot to write that down. Who made the basket? I forgot.
It was Gus.
Oh, Gus, yeah. Thank you. Peyton Mack with a shot off the rim. No good. Rebound knocked away by McLean, taken by Olave. Pass down low to McMillan. He gets stuffed and a jump ball called. Coach Fred Heisel tapping the top of his head and he's. It is Glenwood ball. Swanson at the baseline goes in off the feet of Gus Heisel. Just did a little bounce pass was as Gus was coming in for the ball.
Yeah, bounced it up into his shins.
As Eric Cordero checks into the game for Glenwood.
9-5 Glenwood. Austin Reed in the game for through the Monument. Drive by Peyton Mack. Banks it in. Peyton Mack using the glass. He's got two buckets. 9-7 Glenwood coming up on the four-minute mark here in the first. McMillan top of the key. Reese looking left now. Hands it off to Eric Cordero. Cordero goes to Olave. Edwin stops. Got cut off there. McLean has it top of the key. Bryson flips it over to Cordero. Cordero with a drive. Jab step. Lost the ball off his foot. Got it back. Swanson trying to get open underneath. Olave's got the ball right wing or left wing. Drives, finds a lane, lost control of the ball, flips it over to Swanson. Swanson fakes the shot, bounce pass down to Olave. Good recognition, Olave with the bucket.
Offense really running through Swanson so far with a couple dishes and a couple buckets of his own.
11-7 Glenwood, 3:33 to go in the first. Lob pass down to Peyton Mack. Turnaround jumper from 8. Air ball into the hands of Bryson McLean. Hands it off to Eric Cordero. Cordero up the center court. EC, crossover dribble, stops, fakes, goes to McMillan. Three-pointer from the top of the key, off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound, knocked down, knocked away by Swanson, retrieved by McMillan. Good hustle by Reed Swanson. McMillan, crossover dribble. In traffic, now stops, turnaround, jumper, good, nice move. Looked left, went right, and faked.
And Fruta calls the timeout.
Connor Label was just faked out of his socks. Reese McMillan, great shot and a nice bucket and a timeout called by Fruita Monument. 30-second timeout, 13-7. Glenwood with the lead here in the first.
We've seen better ball movement from Glenwood than we have in the previous games that we've been here for. They seem to work it a lot around the key a lot, but this time they're actually looking for that cutter, looking for that guy on the inside, and we've seen a couple of really great passes.
Great moves and great passes to get the buckets inside.
And, you know, it's when you're facing a taller, bigger lineup, you're relying on quickness and playing smart defense, and so far that's what we're seeing from Glenwood.
Absolutely.
Wildcats ball after that timeout. Up the court comes Austin Reed. They got to hunt for these numbers. It's Daniel Thomason in the game. He's their tallest player. Here's a drive. Shot put up by Skylar Johnson. Doesn't go, but he's fouled. There's the first foul tonight.
It's been a clean game so far.
Yeah. Foul called against Reese McMillan. His first team foul, 13-7 Glenwood, 2:43 to go. In the first free throw from Skylar Johnson is good. Gives him 4 points. Second free throw is a swish. 13-9 Demons.
Those were perfect shots.
Reverse sniper, remember reverse
Cordero's
sniper.
Got it. Jesus Almeida in the game for Glenwood, trying to get open. Down underneath, gets the pass, shoots, missed the shot. Rebound taken by Fruity Monument. Pulled down by Thomason. He's got it, almost traveled. Three-pointer, left wing, Skylar Johnson, bang.
He's a great shooter. Already hit 2 threes and 2 free throws.
Got 8 points. Pass up the court to McMillan. McMillan to Almeida. Almeida to Olave. To Cordero, 13-12 Glenwood. And a steal by Fruity Monument. Stolen by Daniel Thomason. Drive along the baseline by Johnson. Hands it off to number 13, Connor Label, and he banks it in. It's a 1-point lead for Fruita Monument.
Out of the timeout, a 7-0 run for Fruita.
1:45 to go here in the first. Almeida hands it off to McMillan. McMillan with a drive. Finds a lane. The ball stripped. Thought he got a foul, but just a clean strip. Pass up the court, off the hands of the trailing player, Lively. Here's a pass down to McMillan, baseline jumper. Banks in and out.
It just didn't go in.
It was online, a little 10-foot jumper from the baseline. It just spun off. 14-13, Wildcats with the lead. A minute 23 to go in the first.
Swanson coming back in the game for McMillan.
Liable with the ball. No, that's a three-pointer from the left wing. Good.
Another one.
Skylar Johnson.
3 for 3 here in the first quarter.
Singeing the net. 17-13 Wildcats. Traveling. Call against Eric Cordero. Ryan Hayden, the head coach for the Fruita Monument Wildcats. Coming out for a breather is Connor Label. Austin Reed brings it up for the Wildcats. Right wing to Skylar Johnson. Boy, get a hand in his face. Daniel Thomason has the ball stripped and a steal by McLean. Now they call a foul. A foul called against Aiden Flores. Through to Monuments. Reed Swanson. Swanee top of the key. Driving right side. Fakes. Two defenders on it. Has to kick it out to Cordero. Three-pointer top of the key. Didn't go. Rebound. Controlled by Glenwood. Pulled down by Almeida. Goes to Swanee. Left wing. 25 seconds. Swanee with a drive. In traffic. Pass underneath. Trying to go to Almeida. Picked off. And now foul on the transition. As Austin Reed is fouled. Second foul gets Glenwood, 17 seconds left. 4-point lead for the Wildcats. Hollingshead, here's Reed to Hollingshead. Drive by Austin Reed. Three-pointer, Skylar Johnson almost knocked it down from 27 feet. But a putback by number 5, Daniel Thomason, and it makes it 19-13 at the end of the first.
And why not? He's been knocking down everything so far.
Through the Monument with the lead after one quarter play. This is KMTS. Turnaround jump shot in the paint, put up by number 12. Hollingshead doesn't go. Wildcats, is a steal and a slam dunk by Daniel Thomason. Got the steal, top of the key, and threw it down with both hands. Here's a collision there, and a foul is going to be called against Skylar Johnson. His first, second team foul.
Yeah, that's the third steal for Thomason. He's been kind of all over in everybody's face. Obviously getting the crowd into it, seeing him slam dunk it.
Yeah, the Fruita side of the gym went wild.
Yeah.
Bryson McClain, top of the key, get up there, jump pass to Cordero. Cordero goes cross-court pass, picked off by Skylar Johnson. Johnson outnumbered, shakes the defender, drives, falls on the floor, shoots, missed the shot, thought he drew a foul, nothing there. McClain gets the rebound, goes to Cordero. Cordero looking for some help from his teammates, goes to McClain. Bryson, right wing. Bryson finds a lane and is fouled on the floor. It gets Thomason guilty of the foul, yep. Or no?
No, they're calling it against number 20.
Aiden Flores.
Flores, yeah.
McMillan and Olave back in for Glenwood. Cordero and Almeida out.
McClain gets bailed out a little bit with that foul because it looked like Thomason would have the steal again.
Absolutely.
So McMillan.
And Fruita was very unhappy
McClain
with that
to Swanson.
Ball.
Swanson fell, got it back, goes down to Gus Heisel. Heisel back to Swanson, and Heisel call for traveling. 6:58 to go, first half, 21-13 Wildcats. Austin Reed out.
Timeout.
Demons call a full timeout. We'll take a break, 6:58 to go in the half, 21-13 Fruita Monument with the lead. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium, 21-13. Fruita Monument with the lead over the Glenwood Demons. 6:58 to go in the half. Lady Demons lost 46-33 to go to 5-5 in the year. Summit Tigers coming to Glenwood next Tuesday for the league opener.
Yeah, we were talking on Tuesday night about how deep into the season league play is really starting, especially for Coleridge. I think it was not until late January that they finally get into league play.
Right,
right.
We got Steamboat. They can play Steamboat tonight. Skylar Johnson smothered there by McMillan, staying right with him. He flips it over to Joel Lively. Three-pointer by Johnson. Doesn't go. Rebound McClain. McClain to Olave. McMillan, top of the key, dribbles right side. Ball knocked away and a steal. Here comes Lively. Lively gets cut off there, underhands it to Thomason. Thomason, no-look pass to Lively. Skylar Johnson with the drive. Scoop shot with the left hand. Wow, what a move. Just suspended in midair. Johnson is an athlete. 23-13. Through the Monuments. McClain, left wing. Getting bumped there. Hook pass to McMillan. Goes to Gus Heiselbad. Pass picked off. Like Hollingshead. Hollingshead for three, left wing. Bullseye. Oh, my. This one's getting ugly in a hurry.
And that's 19 unanswered points for the Wildcats.
26-13, Fruita Monument. 30-second timeout called by Coach Fred Heisel and the Glenwood Demons.
Well, the Glenwood boys are starting the same trend that the Glenwood girls did. That's their eighth turnover already. And we're only, less than three minutes into the second quarter.
And Fruita's really taking advantage of that by getting transition buckets, starting with that dunk, and now a couple of threes.
Yep.
Not a recipe for success for the Demons.
5:52 to go in the half, 26-13, Wildcats lead. Reed Swanson with 5 points. Demons scoreless so far here in the second quarter. McMillan will bring it up for Glenwood. Olave right wing. Gus Heisel in the near corner. Top of the key. McClain. McClain right wing. Spin move. Back to the defender. Goes to Heisel. Fakes the jump shot. Goes to McMillan. McMillan to Olave. Olave trying to find the baseline. They cut him off. Trying to shake the defender. Pulls up a wild shot. Drew the foul. He'll shoot two. Lobby just launched a prayer.
Yeah, that was a frantic series there by Glenwood.
I think that was a little bit of frustration, and they got bailed out by the foul call.
Yeah. Two shots for Edwin Olave. He was just inside the arc. He's got 2 points. Foul was called against Joel Lively. Missed the first free throw. Second free throw spins off the rim, no good.
And they're still scoreless here in the second quarter.
Skylar Johnson. Here's a three-pointer by number 12. Hollingshead doesn't go. Rebound controlled by Fruita Monument. Skylar Johnson backs up to the circle. Right side to Hollingshead. Peyton Mack. Johnson left wing. There's a near steal by Swanson. Knocked it away. Peyton Mack. Now it's Daniel Thomason. Flip pass in the near corner to Lively. Underhands it to Skylar Johnson. Three-pointer. Man, he is money. Four threes on the night. 29-13. Fruita Monument. Gus Heisel dribbles around the defender. Floats one from the baseline. Doesn't go. Fast break. Fruita Monument. Hook pass up the court to Peyton Mack. Mack goes down to Hollingshead. Turnaround jumper. No good. 29-13 Wildcats.
And a behind-the-back pass there.
Three-pointer, left wing. Bank shot for Gus Heisel.
Second three for Glenwood from that same spot off the bank.
Banker's hours for Gus. He's got 5 points. That breaks the long drought for Glenwood at the 4:10 mark. Is another three-pointer by Skylar Johnson. Get a hand in his face.
Wow.
Five threes for Skylar Johnson, 32-16.
And that was from deep NBA range.
Traveling call against Glenwood. Three, 16-point lead. Skylar Johnson is sizzling. He's got 19 points here, and we've still got 3:50 to go in the half. Peyton Mack. Swanson poking at the ball. Pass over to Skylar Johnson. McMillan guarding him. Can't get around the pick. Johnson with a pass. Nice block by Olave. Loose ball goes to Glenwood. Renteria with the ball. And out. Olave had the ball knocked away and out of bounds by Peyton Mack.
Take it out. Let's run turtle, okay?
Your coach Fred Heisel. Timeout through the monument. It's a full timeout. Take a break. 3:23 to go in the half. 32-16. Wildcats with the lead. It's KMTS. Back to Glenwood Springs High School. Through the monument. Wildcats leading by 16 over the Glenwood Demons here in the boys' game. 3:23 to go in the half. Glenwood cheerleaders trying to get the student section into it. Some of them are disinterested on their phones. Speaking of cheerleading, congrats to the Coleridge cheer squad winning their fourth straight state championship. No easy feat. Fifth overall. That's a great accomplishment.
Yeah, we have a great coach at our school, and they just get up every morning, 5:30, and work hard.
So. That's dedication.
Yes, pays off.
Renteria's got it for Glenwood. Hands it off to McLean, top of the key. Bryson taking it himself, banks it, missed the shot. Arentarig with a rebound, goes high, kicks it out, and a steal. Taken by Austin Reed, lays it up, missed the shot. Rebound McLean. Layup rolled off the rim. McMillan has it, McMillan in traffic. Puts up a shot, swatted away by Daniel Thomason. Up the court to Austin Reed. Reed lobs it top of the key to Joel Lively. Lively to Reed. Reed one-on-one with Swanson. Flips it over to Skylar Johnson. He's got 19 points at the half. In the half, I should say. Pass knocked away, retrieved through to Monument. Reed to Johnson, one-on-one with Olave. Skylar Johnson, between the leg dribble. Getting tricky here. Little hook pass in the near corner. Here's Lively with the ball. Quick pass, they go to around the perimeter. Reed going down. Here's Johnson for three. Way downtown, almost got it to go. That was contested too, and it almost went. Glenwood ball. Renteria to Olave. Olave to McLean. McLean over to Reese McMillan. McMillan to Renteria. Had the ball stolen. Picked off by Thomason.
That's Thomas again, man. He's all over them.
Pull-up jumper from 15.
Absolutely.
Bang. That one good from Joel Lively.
Thomason definitely setting the tone for the Wildcats in the defensive end.
34-16. Fruit of Monument. Olave to McMillan. Can't shake the defender. Hands it off to Reed Swanson. Swanee for three, left wing. Air ball.
Yeah, Thomason down here on the defensive end. He's got four steals and two blocks already. He's just protecting that rim incredibly.
And one of those steals led to a dunk.
Yep.
34-16, Wildcats lead. 1 minute to go in the half. Lively has it. Libel. Thomason down to Skylar Johnson. Give him 21. Skylar Johnson is all over the place.
He can score it inside, too, not just from three.
21 points for number four. 36-16. Through to Monument. 39 seconds. McLean. Spin move. Takes it in the middle of the key and knocked to the floor. And McLean is a little shaken up. And he's in some pain.
I think in the middle there when he was going down, I think he got an elbow to the face.
And jumping onto the court is Marnie Barton, and Bryson is really hurt. Edward Olave checking on him. He came down hard.
It's hard to tell what part of him's hurt, but
he's sitting up now. Marnie, best trainer in the business. Helps Bryson to his feet. Untucks the jersey. He's a little frustrated with the rest of his teammates. Fruit of Monument. Open up a 20-point lead with 32 seconds left in the half. Glenwood ball out of bounds. Swanson will inbound the baseline. Goes into Cordero to McMillan. Olave, top of the key. Swanee, left wing. Dribbles, backs up, top of the key. Hand off to McMillan. These passes are being telegraphed. McMillan hands it off to Renteria. There's a drive by Cordero. Lays it up in the left hand. Good.
Nice move in traffic, finding that open lane.
Absolutely. Thank you.
6 seconds, 5 seconds. Here's a steal by Olave. 2 seconds, 1 second. Goes to Cordero. Top of the key. Three at the buzzer. Almost a repeat of what happened in the girls' game, but that one a little too long off the back of the iron. That's it for the first half. It is Fruit of Monument 36. Glenwood 18. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium halftime. The Fruit of Monument Wildcats with an 18-point lead over the Glenwood Demons, 36-18. Lady Demons lost 46-33 in the first game, and the Glenwood boys getting it handed to them by the Fruit of Monument Wildcats, in particular Mr. Skylar Johnson. Thankfully, he's a senior. He'll be moving on, and I imagine if he plays like this season, he'll be playing some college basketball. He's got 21 points to lead all scorers. 5 of 6 from beyond the arc. Remarkable shooting exhibition. A couple of buckets down low, a couple of free throws. 21 points for Skylar Johnson for the Wildcats. 4 from Peyton Mack. Connor Leibel with 2 points. As Fruit of Monument scored 19 to Glenwood's 13 in that first quarter. Pretty competitive first quarter. Glenwood had a lead for a short while, but That disappeared quickly once Johnson started to heat up. Then Glenwood outscored the second quarter 17-5. Johnson again continuing with a hot hand, scoring 10 points. Two from Joel Lively, another three from Carson Hollingshead. And Daniel Thomason with a with 2 points. That was a dunk, a dramatic shot starting the second quarter. He got a steal from half court and took it to the rim and threw it down with two hands. And Fruita Monument hasn't looked back. They lead 36-18 for Glenwood. Reed Swanson with 5 points, all scored in the first quarter. Eric Cordero with a bucket in the second quarter. Bryson McLean, 2 points in the first quarter. And a few minutes ago, went down. I think he just got shaken up. He hit the floor kind of hard, driving to the basket. And Marty Barton decided to just pull him out, get your wits, come out, take a breather, and I'm sure he'll be back in the second half. Reese McMillan with a couple of points. Gus Heisel with the other three for Glenwood. Banked one in from the left wing. He's got five at the half. Edwin Olave with 2 points. Glenwood outscored 17-5 in that second quarter. Glenwood back out on the floor to get ready for the second half. But what's it look like rebounding-wise?
Well, they're winning the battle on the rebound side. It's 13 to only five rebounds for Fruita. But, I mean, Fruita hasn't had to have very many offensive rebounds. I mean, with Johnson draining the shots the way he is. McLean's leading with five rebounds. He just came out. Looks like he's holding an ice pack up to his cheekbone. I'm pretty sure he took an elbow from somebody as he was going down. I think part of it was the shot he took, and part of it was just the sheer frustration of it.
Yeah.
That kind of pulled him out. Thomason, you mentioned, was doing, you know, not only did he have the steal and the dunk, but he's leading both teams with four steals, two blocks, has an assist, and has three rebounds, all of them offensive rebounds, and have turned into putbacks. And so, you know, it's one of those things where he's kind of all over the court, and he's doing a very good job of protecting down low. Glenwood has not been able to drive much. You know, the shots they have been taking, we've seen several, you know, bank shots off the glass, you know, kind of, you know, from the side and that kind of thing. But nothing really, no drives or anything to really to speak of. It's been a couple times they've gone down there to drive, and Thomason just takes it away from him. I mean, doesn't even let him go up for the shot. Just kind of meets him on the ground, and before you know it, he's the one standing there holding the ball. It's been pretty impressive on defense.
Thomason, a freshman, too.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wow.
He reminds me a lot just watching of the way Draymond Green plays, just scrappy, getting those lesser seen stats. Not necessarily scoring the ball, but just contributing in every way he can.
I'm just happy to see some basketball. So many college games have been canceled or postponed because of COVID.
Yeah.
And some NBA games, some have been postponed or canceled. It's just been, you know, we're like back to where we were 2 years ago almost.
Right.
But hopefully we'll turn the corner on this insidious virus and get back to
As we were stopping to grab something to eat before the game, we saw that they've reinstituted some mask mandates, and there was a sign on the door saying you need a mask to come in. And I made the comment, I said, man, it feels like it's 2 years ago.
I know.
We're right back where we were.
But at least they're not playing with masks, so there's something normal about this. And I remember last year, Caleb, you know, the season didn't start until mid-January.
Oh, no.
It was so weird.
And there was masks on the players, and just didn't feel normal.
We called a timeout on life, you know.
Yeah.
And it was just fun to get back. And then, you know, we couldn't do a post-game wrap-up. We had to get out so they could spray things down. But at least we're not there yet.
We might be heading back that way.
Quick.
Though. Oh, no.
Where's some wood? We've got to knock on some wood.
No. No. Don't want to go there.
Let's not tempt the fates.
Lady Demons lost to Fruita Monument. Well, again, Glenwood will take on Summit in the league opener Tuesday night here at Chavez Spencer, 5:30 and 7 here at KMTS. Well, baseball was somewhat normal. Actually, last season baseball was weird, but we got to play a season in warm weather.
Right. Yeah.
Because of the delay, they had season B or D or whatever it was.
It went until summer a little bit.
Yeah, into June, yeah. Cordero's got the ball for Glenwood. He drives, finds a lane, lays it up. Nice move by Eric Cordero. How do you do? That's the way to start.
Second time he's taking it inside with a nice move.
36 to 20. Pass down, a three-pointer from the far corner. Off the back of the rim, no good. That shot attempted by... Well, who got that put back?
Johnson hits yet another three.
Oh, Johnson hit three.
Giving him six. Don't leave him open.
It was Hollingshead that tried that first three. Yeah, I apologize. Trying to find the numbers that are just all over the place. Fruita Monument. Cordero's got the ball. 39-20. Fruita Monument. Urban Aon in the game. Swanson flirted with a three. McMillan. Here's a pass down to Swanee. Under the basket. Try to go to McMillan. Stolen by Skylar Johnson. He's all over the place. Crossover dribble. Johnson top of the key. Pass underneath. Wide open. Shot is a brick attempted by Hollingshead.
Blocked by the rim there.
Olave lost the ball and taken by Hollingshead up the court to Skylar Johnson. Johnson with a nice windmill move. Faked the defender. Knocked it down from 8 feet. Skylar Johnson putting on a show tonight. 26 points for number four. 41-20 through the Monument. Cordero to McMillan. Swanson top of the key. Swanee stops. Pass underneath to Aon. Aon kicks it out to Cordero. Fakes the three. Goes to McMillan. McMillan pulls up for a three. Right wing off the brim. No good. Rebound taken by Skylar Johnson. Good rebound, steals, and 26 points. An all-around game for number four. Hands it off to Lively. Lively to Hollingshead. Trying to feed it underneath, stolen by McMillan. Reese brings it up for Glenwood, 41-20. Wildcats, Olave goes to Cordero, top of the key. Cordero leans into it, goes into McMillan for a three from the corner. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Lively. Up the court, and a steal down at the other end by Urban Aon. Goes to Cordero. Cordero, a little head fake, lost the ball off his foot. And a dive for it. Loose ball is going to be chased down. And it went out of bounds as going after it was Carson Hollingshead. And left some skin on the floor there.
Yeah, he almost got to it.
Jesus Almeida checking in for Glenwood. Reed Swanson out for a breather. 5:19 left in the third. 41-20 Wildcats. Bryson McLean still on the bench.
Yeah, holding that ice pack up to what looks like his right cheekbone.
Yeah. Cordero has it top of the key. Hands it off to McMillan. Reese lost it, got it back. Goes left wing to Olave. Between the leg dribble, hands it off to Aon. Aon left wing, backing up. Retreating, find the lane. Going all the way, puts up a shot with the right hand. Won't get the bounce. Rebound pulled down by Thomason, the freshman for Fruita Monument. 21-point lead for the Wildcats. Austin Reed has it. Here's a drive by Thompson, lays it up, missed the shot. Ball bobbled around, he gets it back, flips it out quickly for a three-pointer, and it's off the rim, no good. That shot put up by Johnson.
A rare miss.
McMillan, turnaround jumper. Suspended in the air, and then somebody got a piece of it, banked off the glass. Behind the back dribbles, Johnson. Johnson taking it to the hoop. Scoop shot with the right hand, no good. Rebound taken by Cordero. 41-20, through to Monuments. Cordero left wing, between the leg dribble, trying to make something happen. Goes left wing to Olave. Baseline jumper from 17, off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Fruita Monument, up the court to Skylar Johnson. Here comes his 28th point, banks it in. Jeez. Unbelievable. 43-20, Wildcats. McMillan to Cordero. Almeida. Hands it off to Olave. Olave, behind the back dribble. Smothered there by Reed. Baseline. Now kicks it to Almeida. Almeida with a bank shot. Won't go. Rebound controlled by Fruita Monument. Now they're going to call a foul against Olave.
Another tough rebound by Thomason.
Olave's first team foul.
It looks like Fruta is going to go to its bench, subbing in three new players.
Renteria in for Olave for Glenwood. Yeah, it doesn't look like McMillan or McLean's going to be coming back in the game. Reed almost stolen. Here's a three-pointer, left wing, off the rim. That shot put up by Skylar Johnson. Another rare miss. Pass up the court, picked off by Reed. Great defense, good transition. Austin Reed taking it, jump pass out to number three. Lucas Weber in the game for the first time. Three-pointer, top of the key, air ball. But saved, and in the hands of Reese McMillan. Connor Leibel for that three that went for, was an air ball. Pass underneath to Almeida. Fadeaway jumper, got it. Tough shot. Jesus Almeida. Fadeaway on one leg, 43-22 through the Monuments. Now we got a foul. Baseline drive by Lucas Weaver. Normally, I got my rosters, my lineup with in numerical order, small numbers, you know, at the top, yeah. Large, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, I had to take a picture of the lineup card, and oh boy, they're all over the place. 43-22 through DeMonte with the lead. Timeout on the floor, 2:44 left in the third. This is KMTS.
This is a lot of fun.
Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium, the Glenwood cheerleaders, with my favorite cheer of all time. Go, go, get him, get him. Oosh, ah, oosh, ah.
A hallmark of Glenwood.
It is. It's one of my favorites. 43-22. They haven't had much to cheer about as the Demons trailing at Fruita Monument Wildcats with 2:44 to go in the third.
Must have been written by the same guy who wrote the Watch Me Whip. Watch Me Nene, the great lyricist.
Yes.
Wildcats ball. Reed has it. Top of the key to Skylar Johnson. Another three off the rim. No good. Three misses for number four. Battle for the ball on the rebound attempt. They're going to call it on the floor against Connor Leibel. No.
No, they're
calling against it Urban Aon.
Against Aon, yeah.
Bounce pass to Reed. Reed to Johnson. Johnson with 28 points. Flips it over to Reed, right wing. Back to Johnson. He can shoot from there. That's about 30 feet. That's a LeBron James distance three. Three-pointer by Reed of his own. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Renteria for Glenwood. Cordero. Urban Aon. Back to Cordero, left wing. There's a three-pointer by Jesus Almeida. You betcha. Jesus Almeida with a back-to-back buckets. 43-25 through the Monument. Are you kidding me? Three-pointer from 30 feet. Why not? But it's off the rim. That's four misses for number four. He suddenly lost the touch. He's human after all.
He hasn't been subbed all game. Maybe he's getting a little
right.
Tired.
Almeida. Lob pass out to Cordero. Three-pointer right wing. Tried to bank it. Didn't go. Rebound wrestled away by Gabriel Barrantes. Goes down to Aon. Missed the layup. Rebound no good. Rebound taken by Renteria. They clear it. Cordero with a jab step. Goes to Renteria with a drive. Banks it. Missed the shot. Had an open lane. Didn't get it to go. And a foul is going to be called on the rebound attempt.
Yeah, Renteria is mad at himself for that one. That was as open a look as he's going to get.
Almeida picks up the foul, his fourth. No team fouls for Fruita Monument. A minute 20 to go.
He did all the hard work.
In the third quarter, yeah. Reed brings it up. Goes to Lucas Weaver. Weaver almost had it picked off there by Urban Aon. Minute 10 left in the third. Skyler Johnson inbounds it to Austin Reed. Back to Johnson. Johnson asking for a pick. Or is he telling Cordero, come on out and get me.
Yeah.
Come on. Little rope-a-dope. Here's Johnson with a drive, with a shot. He draws the foul. To the line goes Skyler Johnson.
And that's something he's done well, is using the respect that the defenders have for his shooting to take it inside and get a couple buckets inside as well.
Renteria picks up his second 15 foul, two shots for Skylar Johnson.
Well, his first two free throws were near perfect. They were just drained.
And he's he might be tired, as you mentioned, Caleb.
Yeah, a couple shots have been short, and now the free throw. So,
and Coach Ryan Hayden might be sending in a sub. Second free throw is good. He's got 29, and he's going to come out for a breather.
Yeah.
That might be it for him. 29 points. Not a bad night at the office. 50 seconds left in the third. 44-25 Wildcats lead. Almeida flips it over to Cordero. Cordero, no lane there. Hands it off to Barrantes. Lost the ball. Wrestles it away. Jump ball called. Possession goes to Fruita Monument. Austin Reed looks up at the clock. He'll bring it up for the Wildcats. Crossover dribble. Flips it over left wing. Looks like Garcia in. No, that's number 20. Aiden Flores. Lucas Weaver. Reed back to Weaver. Weaver the drive. Scoop shot blocked. They're going to call a foul, though, on Jesus Almeida.
I don't know. Like initially, the block was clean.
I think he got all Mr. Rawlings.
I think so.
Or is that a Spalding?
No, it's like a Wilson.
It's a Wilson. Wilson he blocked Mr. Wilson.
I'm sorry, Wilson.
Yeah, no, Almeida didn't appreciate that call either, you could tell.
Free throws off the rim. 15 seconds left here in the third. Second free throw, no good. Rebound controlled by Fruita Monument. Three-pointer, left wing, off the rim, no good. Rebound taken. So that free throw attempted by Joel Lively. We got a foul before the shot. With 5 seconds left. First foul called against, just out of bounds, sorry.
Kickball violation.
Lob pass into A on top of the key. He'll launch one from downtown. Yes, sir, he rattles it home. And that'll do it for the third quarter. Urban Aon giving the Glenwood fans a little something to cheer about. As he knocks down the three after three quarters. It's Fruita Monument 44, Glenwood 28. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. Glenwood outscored Fruita Monument 10-8 in that third quarter. In fact, they outscored Skylar Johnson 10-8. Johnson had all 8 points for
it. It looks like Johnson's back into the game.
He is back in with 29 points. We go to the fourth quarter, 44-28, Wildcats lead. Swanson hands it off to Olave. Gus Heisel sets a pick. Asmar Melin in for Glenwood. Gus Heisel, left wing. Swanee, top of the key, dribbles. And we got a foul, reach-in foul. Or a blocking foul called against Daniel Thomason. Just his first team foul. Pass into Gus Heisel. Heisel to Swanee in the near corner. Swanee, nice feed pass into Gus. Banks it, missed it. He's fouled. He'll go to the line.
It almost is like Gus was a little surprised. That was such a good pass. kind of came in from behind him.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, there's a ball here.
Look what I found.
Yeah.
And second foul against Thomason. And Gus knocks down the first free throw. It's a good sports name, isn't it? Gus.
Gus.
Yeah. Heisel's second free throw. Won't get the roll. Rebound taken by Melin. Puts up a shot. Draws the foul. Asmar Melin. Getting some rare floor time. Draws the foul. Back to the line. Quickly, that's three on Thomason. Suddenly he feels like he's being picked on. As Melin misses the first free throw.
That's what you want to do if you're a bench player, is come in and make an impact right away.
Yeah.
Melin's second free throw is good. It's one of two. 44-30. 7:20 to go in the ball game. Thomason has it up the court to Hollingshead. Skyler Johnson, pass down low. Oh, missed the shot, does Peyton Mack. Easy layup, rebound taken by Glenwood. Swanson, no-look pass on the baseline to Gus Heisel. Gus Heisel lobs it to Swanson, who gets clobbered, and that's going to be four. Oh, no, that's the first foul against Joel Lively. Second foul against him.
I don't know, did they call that
three-pointer Olave, that's an air ball into the hands of Fruita Monument. Fast break up the court. They get it up to Hollingshead. Skylar Johnson for three. Bullseye. Splash. Give him 31 for the night. No, 32. Swanson trying to feed it down to Nalin. Stolen. Johnson. No look pass behind the back. Goes to Peyton Mack. Missed the shot. Nifty pass from Johnson. Through the monument controls the ball. Three-pointer. Skylar Johnson. Off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Olave. 32 points for number four. Skylar Johnson colliding with Reed Swanson trying to go for the steal. Ball out of bounds. Glenwood ball. Swanson inbounding. And Jordan Mraz checking in, getting some rare varsity minutes for Glenwood, replacing Gus Heisel. Pass into Moline. Hands it off to McMillan. To Swanson. Trying to go hook pass underneath to Olave. Stolen by Daniel Thomason. 47-30, Fruity Monument. 6 minutes to go in the game.
That's his fifth steal.
Peyton Mack. Smothered there by Olave. Hands it off to Lively. Pass down to Skylar Johnson. Has knocked away. Gets it back near the circle. Lively has it. Backing up. High post left side. Calls out a play. Lobs it to Hollingshead. Here's Thomason. Back to Hollingshead. Three-pointer from the corner. Off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound knocked away. Taken by Johnson. Johnson with the pass down to Hollingshead, who banks it in, and he's fouled. What a great pass from Skylar Johnson.
And it all started with the hustle of number two inside to tip that ball outside.
Hollingshead with his second bucket, 49-30. Fruity Monument, chance for a three-point play. Skylar Johnson, 32 points, several key assists, big rebounds, steals. And the free throw is no good. Means a 19-point lead for the Wildcats. Olave flips it over to Moline. Moline to McMillan. Just Reed Swanson for three. Downtown off the back of the rim. Swanee with 1-3 tonight. All his points in the first quarter. 5 minutes to go in the game. Thomason stops at the free throw line. No, they hand it down to Thomason. He's in the paint. Now goes to Mack. Mack with a baseline jumper from 10. Won't go. Rebound Swanson. Swanee looking over his shoulder. Swanee top of the key. Here's McMillan for three. Right wing. Yes, sir. Reese McMillan. His first three of the night. 5 points for Reese. 49-33. Wildcats. Coach Fred Heisel talking to three subs ready to come in. Hollingshead to Peyton Mack. Mack, here's a pull-up fall-away jumper by Thomason. Does it go? He saved it and then alertly banked it off the knees of Jordan Mraz out of bounds.
Didn't give up on the play. Followed his shot and retained possession for his team.
Well, and that's Thomason's seventh offensive rebound as well, keeping these plays alive. Now he's going to get a breather.
McMillan, Olave, and Swanson out. Almeida in the game. It's a drive and a pass underneath. Now they kick it out to Peyton Mack. Here's a three-pointer by Lively. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Renteria for Glenwood. 49-33 Wildcats. Drive by Almeida. Kick out pass to Mraz. Chasing it down. It's chased down in the backcourt by Lively, who banks it in. Quick hands, Joe Lively.
Tough shot.
Looking
too.
Lively there. 51-33. Payan has the top of the key behind the back dribble. Hands it off left wing to Renteria. Here's Urban Ayon. And backs up top of the key, hands it off to Almeida. Almeida, baseline drive ball, knocked away, gets it back. Reverse layup with the right hand, doesn't go. Nifty move there, couldn't get it to pay off. Rebound taken by Connor Leibel for Fruita Monument. It's coming up to the three-minute mark here in the game. 51-33, Wildcats with a commanding lead. And surprisingly, Skylar Johnson still in the game with a drive, with a shot with the left hand, banks it in. 35 points for Skylar Johnson. putting on quite a show. Renteria, three-pointer, all alone, uncontested, bang. Renteria from downtown. 53-36. Wildcats, 2:30 to go. Skylar Johnson sets a pick. Peyton Mack draws a foul for Renteria. And, oh boy, here in garbage time with a commanding lead, we get to shoot a 1-1. Yippee.
Yeah.
Well, Caleb Thompson has been joining us from Coleridge High School.
Yes.
Glad to have you along. Will you be able to join us next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'll be able to make it.
First free throw is good from Peyton Mack.
They finally subbed out Johnson.
They canceled that free throw. They said he crossed over the line.
Ah,
they didn't
okay.
give it to him.
Oh, no good.
So no bueno.
So no second shot either.
Did not pass go. Did not collect 1 point. Aon. This pass tipped and into the hands of Connor Leibel. Another three. Peyton Mack, no good, into the hands of Renteria. Hands it off to Almeida. Back to Renteria. Goes to Urban Aon. Three-pointer, right wing. Bang.
Yet another three for Aon.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to develop some long-range shooters. Minute 40 to go. Back up. Jump shot from inside the arc, about 18 feet, from number 15, Joel Lively.
Lively stared down the student section after that one.
Come on. Another three-pointer that by Renteria doesn't go. 55-39 Wildcats. Garcia the game for the free moment. Drive by Lively. No. Kick out pass to Mack. Baseline jumper. It's an air ball into the hands of Renteria. To Almeida, right side. Almeida, no look pass to Aon. Backs up for a three in the corner. Yes, sir. Urban Aon does the gooseneck. Feeling good. Urban Aon making the score a little more interesting. Might look better in the box score. And Fruity Monument calls a 30-second timeout saying, what's going on, guys? 30-second timeout. 59 seconds left in this one. Keep it here. 55-42 again. Summit coming to town Tuesday night for the league opener. 5:30 girls, 7 o'clock boys here on KMTS. Urban Aon with three threes coming off the bench.
That's really the story of this game, is three-point shooting.
I'll tell you, years ago, at the old Battle Mountain High School, Jack, Jabor, and I were covering a game, and Glenwood boys, Battle Mountain boys. Battle Mountain had a pretty good team. Had a guy that ended up walking on at CU. Pretty good post player, about 6'8".
Right.
He got a dunk and backpedaled back and did, you know, taunted the crowd and everything. And I called it on the air. I said, you know what, that's just really classless. And I said, I made a few comments.
Right.
Here we go. We'll get to that in a minute. Who else is in it? Carter Hines enters the game for the Wildcats during garbage time. Garcia's got it.
Yeah, and they've got Orchard in there as well for the first time.
Going around the perimeter, taking the air of the ball. 30 seconds. Garcia hands it off. Austin Reed. So after I made a comment, I guess word got down to the guy. And the guy doing film for Battle Mountain passed the word down to the players. And after the game, here's a shot. A shot put up by Gabriel Barantes. Put him in the books for two. And that's going to do it. 55-44 anyway.
He started staring you down.
After the game, they all gather around, do a little celebration, almost cut the nets down. And he called me down to the floor. And I'm like, hey, Jack, I think he wants me to come down there and have a chat with him. He wants to go round and round. I was calling me out. Anyway, yeah. All right, enough stories. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll wrap things up from Chavez Pension Gymnasium. 55-44, the final score, Fruity Monument over Glenwood. This is KMTS. Wrapping things up from Chavez Pension Gymnasium as the Glenwood Demons get swept by the Fruity Monument Wildcats. Lady Demons lose 46-33 to go to 5-5 on the season. Fruity Monument 8-2 in the boys' game. Both teams coming in tonight with three wins on the season, but it was Fruit of Monument getting the victory 55-44 as Glenwood falls to 3-8. Fruit of Monument improves to 4-5. And the story of the night, well, a lot of turnovers, and Mr. Skylar Johnson for the Wildcats, the senior, lit it up for 34 points. Scored it every quarter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 three-pointers. Just put on a clinic as he finishes with 34. Peyton Mack with 4, 7 from Joel Lively. Carson Hollingsworth with 5. Daniel Thomason with 2 points. And thunderous 2 points as he got that steal and the dunk. For Glenwood, for Coach Fred Heisel's team, everyone got into the books. Reed Swanson with 5 points all in the first quarter. Irvin Aon came off the bench and knocked down 3 threes. Finishes with 9 to lead all scorers. Eric Cordero with a couple of baskets, a free throw from Asmar Milleen. Gabriel Barrantes with a bucket late in the game. Bryson McClain with 2 points, then went down with that looked like maybe a bruise to his cheekbone. He got knocked to the floor, maybe took an elbow, but he came out toward the end of the first half, did not come back in the game. Reese McMillan with 5 points, including a three-pointer of his own. Gus Heisel knocked down a three. He finished with 6 points. Jesus Almeida with 5, 3 from Renteria, 3 points, and Edwin Olave with 2 points. As Glenwood won the second half and certainly closed the gap, they were down by more than 20 points, and they lose by 11. So a respectable second half. They outscore Fruit of Monument 10-8 and 16-11 in the third and fourth quarters, but they fall 55-44.
Yeah, in the rebound game, Glenwood had the most rebounds with 30, four of them on the offensive side versus Fruita only had 23, but seven of theirs were on the offensive side. Almost all of those were by Thomason. He was defensively, he was really doing a great job down there, down underneath and guarding that paint. He ended up with 5 steals and 2 blocks as well. You know, the Renteria actually came in and had the most rebounds. I think McClain would have if he would have been able to come back into that in the second half, but like you said, he went down with that cheek injury and didn't play the second half at all. So Renteria kind of stepped in and filled that spot. He had 8 rebounds, and Thompson for the for Fruita had 9, 5 of which were offensive. So I'm sorry, 7 of which were offensive. So, you know, it was a fun game to watch. I mean, watching, you know, Johnson, you know, draining those threes from all over that first half, it looked like he wasn't going to miss anything. I think from free throws or field goals from the floor, he only missed what, 1 or 2 in that first half. I mean, he came back in the third quarter, and I think the coach was like, "Hey, you're on a hot streak. You play that whole third quarter," and he went a little cold there, but then brought it back in the fourth.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was just an entertaining game to watch.
But it's fun to watch really good players and good teams. And you got to appreciate their athleticism and the way they perform. But another good test for Glenwood as they get ready for league play on Tuesday here at home against the Summit Tigers, 5:30 and 7 o'clock. I want to thank our sponsors, Flooring America, Berthud Motors, GMC Buick, Mr. Vac, Bank of Colorado, Carbon One, Bishop Plumbing and Heating, Bighorn Toyota, and Alpine Bank. Well, gentlemen, appreciate it. We get to take the weekend off. We've got football coming up Saturday. The Broncos game has been moved from Sunday to Saturday. It's one of those who cares games, you know.
Yeah.
They switched some games around to get the primetime matchup between the Chargers and Raiders on Sunday, so... someone send a memo to Drew Locke because he said, "I'm looking forward to playing Sunday." No, locker's going to be cleaned out by Sunday.
Right.
So Broncos and the Chiefs, Saturday, 2:30, noon pregame here on KMTS. For Keith Harris and Caleb Thompson from Coleridge High School, the pride of the Titans, thanks for joining us. Yep. Hope to see you again next Tuesday.
Right.
That'll be fun. And maybe bring a stat sheet along and you can kind of compare notes.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Final scores again tonight. Lady Demons lose to Fruit of Monument 46-33, and the Fruit of Monument boys beat Glenwood 55-44. I'm Ron Milhorn saying so long. Have a good night. Have a great weekend, and keep it tuned to KMTS.